This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs having a tough, tough time connecting, and now the circuits are not working. So it looks like unless the circuits in Australia are able to start operating again, it looks like you're going to be with just Vinny. And I'm talking about preparedness. I'm talking about the book that Gwyneth and I are writing together. So if you would like to call in if you got some questions or comments or concerns, or if you have a suggestion how we can make the broadcast better, you can call in. I'd be delighted to take your call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Repeat, 866-582-9933. So continuing on with some of the topics in this particular book, that at least the part that I'm writing, one of the items is a power switch that you can buy. I just bought another one from eBay, and I think I paid about $30 for it. They've gone up. It's an old fashioned style switch, and it has old fashioned switches. They are illuminated rocker switches, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 switches, and they're on a base. So let's say this thing is 2 inches, 2.5 inches tall, and about 11 inches wide, roughly speaking, and about 11 inches deep. And it used to be that you would set your CRT, cathode ray tube monitor, on this thing, and you would have a switch for your computer, your monitor, your printer, and then auxiliary number one and auxiliary number two. So what I do is I just take a piece of tape and I write what I'm really using those switches for. So, for example, right here in the studio, I have one stacked on another, so I have 12 switches. And they are marked PC number one, PC number two, PC number three, monitor number one, monitor number two, and monitor number three. Then I have another switch for the mixer. I have a Mackie mixer, and it's got 12 channels, and so there's a separate switch for that, and then there's a master switch to shut all that off, and then I have one for a television screen monitor, flat monitor, and another one for a printer, and there's a couple spares. So the advantage of doing that is that, let's say there is a lightning storm, and I want to shut off very quickly all those devices. I just shut off the main switch, and then all the PCs go off. They're disconnected electrically from the power source. The headphone amplifier is disconnected. The monitors are disconnected. The PCs are disconnected. The high-speed digital link is disconnected. The mixer is disconnected. So I can disconnect one device at a time, or I can shut them all off, five at a time. Those are 6 switches, 5 devices per power control box. And they really work well. So where else do we have them? Well, the boys have them, and they have them in their bedrooms so they can control their electronics, so that literally when you shut off the switch on one of these power controllers, you're disconnecting the electricity from that device that's connected to it. So, for example, if you have a television screen, like a flat panel, and you think it's off, it's not off. Even when you hit the remote control and you say power off, it's still on. it's drawing some amount of current. And if a lightning strike comes in and gets through your whole house surge protector or the surge protector on that particular piece of, in that particular television screen, you can still lose your, you can, even with power surge protection, you can still have damage to your equipment. It happens. So with this kind of a device, you literally are doing the equivalent of unplugging the television or the PC or the monitor without unplugging it. So we have several of these, well, more than several, probably have four or five of them throughout the house. And they, we even have one in the kitchen. And there's a DVD player. There's a flat panel screen. There's a satellite radio receiver, etc. And there's a stereo. And so if we want to disconnect if a storm's coming, there are orange-colored switches for each device. And then there's a master power switch, which is red. And you just hit the master power switch, and everything is disconnected from the AC power side. So $30 is probably the best price you're going to be able to get one for now on eBay. It's going to be used. It's going to be probably from the 90s. That's when they started making most of these. But the concept is nothing new. But these are, there's no electronics in these other than an on-off switch. Some of them may have a limited amount of surge protection. So that's another part of the book, and there'll be pictures. And then what about wall-to-wall carpet versus wood floors versus man-made flooring versus oriental rugs? What about that? So in our house, we have, everything's old in our house. So we have oriental rugs that are, I don't know, some might be close to 100 years old. Some might be from the 1960s. And none of them happens to be new. Probably the newest would be from the 80s. And does it make sense to have an oriental rug or not? And what about wall-to-wall carpeting? And, you know, if you've looked at wall-to-wall carpeting, what you see is that the padding underneath seems to shift. And so then you get wrinkles in the wall-to-wall carpeting. Is that something that you want? How does that compare to the price of wood flooring? And what about wood flooring? I'm talking about 3/4 inch, let's say, oak, tongue and groove oak versus man-made laminate flooring. What about that? Which is a better way to go? That's in the book. Incandescent lighting versus fluorescent lighting versus LED lighting. What about the power consumption of incandescent lighting? That's the most. It uses the most electricity. Fluorescent lighting uses less. LED lighting uses even less than that. But the difference, there's a difference in the color of the incandescent lighting. It's more of a warm color, typically. And I'm talking about traditional light bulbs, for example. Fluorescent lighting, it can be more toward the blue or more toward the sunlight spectrum, or it can be more like red. And you can choose what color spectrum that you like. And the same with LED lighting. And then LED lighting is it should last a really long time, except what doesn't last a long time is the drivers, meaning the electronics that converts 120 volts alternating current to, let's say, 3 volts direct current, or 6 volts direct current, or 12 volts direct, or 24, depending on how the LED elements are strung together. So there is a difference in lighting, and frankly, there are advantages and disadvantages, and they're addressed in the book. For example, fluorescent lighting has one advantage that LED lighting just flat out does not have. And that is fluorescent tubes have more of a uniform lighting. The light emanates from more surface area. LED is kind of like point source light emission. So what happens is from a very tiny point, the light gets emitted, or from multiple tiny points. And it's not as smooth of a lighting system as fluorescent lighting. So, for example, in parts of our house, we have fluorescent lighting. In other parts of the house, we have can lighting. Those are recessed fixtures. And what's the advantage of a can light versus a hanging fixture? That's addressed in the book. And do light bulbs, how does the position of a light bulb impact the life expectancy or the lifespan of a light bulb? So, for example, if you have a light bulb screwed in upside down with the base pointing up, does that light bulb last longer or less long than if you screw the base downward, like into a lamp, a traditional lamp where the base is down and the glass of the bulb is up? Does it make a difference in how long the light bulb lasts? What if it's sideways? How does that affect the lifespan of a light? So, for example, if you have a compact fluorescent light or an LED light, will the LED light bulb, the traditional shape, the Edison-based light bulb, will it last longer if it's upside down or right side up? Does it make a difference? That's in the book. Raising cattle. How to get started. How to raise chickens. Building a chicken coop inexpensively. How to fence cows. The advantages and disadvantages of barbed wire. The advantages and disadvantages of high tensile fencing. The advantages and disadvantages of electric strip fencing. We use them all right here. And we can address it, and there'll be pictures. Building an outdoor animal shelter. Building a outdoor animal shelter heating system with infrared bulbs, like the 125-watt infrared bulb, the 250-watt infrared bulb. And can you use a dimmer with them? And what does that do in terms of power consumption? So if you'd like to call and discuss some of these things, or if you have any questions about preparedness, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I am connected to the stack if you want to talk to just me, because Gwyneth is having a tough time receiving calls because there's a lightning storm in Australia right now. How to rotate your tires. Should you rotate your tires? Do you rotate the left front to the right rear and the right front to the left rear? Or do you just move the tires from the right front to the right rear and the left front to the left rear? Should you buy a spare wheel or two or four? And what's the advantage of buying spare wheels? And what happens if you have a catastrophic tire failure that can't be fixed and you have all-wheel drive? Can you just put another tire on there? Should it be the same make and model of the other three tires that still work? Or doesn't it matter? What about if it's front-wheel drive versus all-wheel drive? Or four-wheel drive versus front-wheel drive? Or what if it's rear-wheel drive versus four-wheel drive or all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive? Does it make a difference? What should you look at when you buy tires? How do I buy tires? What about putting an oversized tire in? How come when you buy tires, the tire guy never says, hey, you know what's a really good idea? You know, we could go one size larger and you'll get more fuel economy. You will get more rubber on the road. It'll handle better in snow and slippery conditions. How come they never say that? I'll tell you. We'll be right back.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Me today for the balance of this broadcast. Looks like I'll just tell you some of the items that are in this book that is unfinished, unpublished, not available for sale that Gwyneth and I are working on. So it discusses, if you really want to know what this book is about, it's about the things that I've learned in my life and the things that I do to, I think, a little bit better than typically is done. And it's a sharing of those experiences so that you can save the bruises that I've gotten trying to make things better. So I'll, you know, cut right to the chase. And here's the way I do things. And you can try implementing them and save yourself some expense and some broken bones. Let's see, we've got Greg.
Morning.
Greg, welcome. You're on with me.
Good morning, Vince.
Hey, good morning.
Yeah, I had a comment about the LED lights. One of the things they learned, one of the things they learned when they went to LED lights for the traffic is they didn't produce any warmth, and as a result, a lot of the lights froze over, and there were a lot of traffic accidents from the snow covering it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and right, and the traffic light bulbs that they used to use were, I have a couple of them, and they are a slightly different shape from a regular incandescent bulb. They are clear glass. They're a bigger piece of glass, bigger bulb, and they're 67 watts, and they don't get as bright and they don't get as hot, and the filament has more supports rather than just, you know, two supports and a filament running across it. So they're more supports, and they're really designed to last much, much longer and be cycled, you know, day and night, on and off, over and over and over again. So you're absolutely right. And there's another thing about LED lighting, which is really not discussed. We discussed it here with Kyle, and that is the power on current can be 10 to 20x what the running current is. So if in the case of our barn, I've got about 100 porcelain keyless fixtures mounted in round boxes on the ceiling, and they're connected. And if I turned on 100, let's say 10-watt bulbs, that'd be 1,000 watts. But what really happens, if you turn them all on with one switch, it can be 10 times 1,000 watts, or 10,000 watts, or 20 times the inrush current, or 20,000 watts of inrush current to get them all started. And that's something that really, frankly, isn't discussed, Greg. So what I had I realized this right away, and I separated them into four strings. I actually wired them into four strings anyway. So there's, you know, one set of bulbs that runs from the front of the barn to the back, and then there's another set and another set and another set, and they cover different areas of the barn. But that's how I did that. So that kind of thing is also discussed. But you're right. Now, please continue.
Yeah, and then also, if you think you're going to keep your chicks warm with an LED light, you're going to end up all dying. They're going to freeze to death because they don't produce the heat. And I know in certain areas where they've tried to outlaw, like California, incandescent lights, you've got a problem.
You know, I was so angry yesterday and the day before and the day before. I was trying to buy some infrared incandescent 125 and 250 watt bulbs. And Hillary Clinton was a big proponent of getting rid of the incandescent light bulb. And so I don't know a single manufacturer that makes a light bulb in the United States that is an infrared light that you would use for raising chickens, you know, chicks, small animals, to keep them warm outside efficiently. I don't know a single manufacturer. Now, there used to be Philips. There used to be General Electric. There used to be Westinghouse. There used to be Sylvania. And I don't believe a single one of those manufacturers makes an infrared heat lamp in the United States. You can get them manufactured in China. So I believe that the gal who was running for president, Hillary Clinton, destroyed the incandescent light bulb market for domestic lighting in houses and businesses in the United States. Greg, we'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The FDA bans what could be life-saving drugs in Florida. The Florida Department of Health said it was closing its monoclonal antibody treatment sites this week after the Food and Drug Administration restricted their use. Republican Florida Governor Ron DeSantis condemned the FDA's move and said 2,000 appointments were canceled on Tuesday alone.
The number of the people that seek this treatment are overwhelmingly people that have been vaccinated, but yet they're still infected, and many of them are high risk.
DeSantis said the decision to suspend the use of Regeneron and Eli Lilly monoclonal antibody treatments was made abruptly and without clinical data. After 7 years, a SpaceX rocket is on a collision course with the moon after hurling through space. The booster was originally launched from Florida in February 2015, but after completing a long burn of its engines and sending a satellite off, the rocket's second stage became derelict, and here we are. An impact should happen March 4th. USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No changes on the Russia-Ukraine border overnight. State Department spokesman Ned Price at a press conference Tuesday.
What the areas where diplomacy and dialogue may prove fruitful and viable, and the areas that are just non-starters. The Russians have held out one criterion, and that is their demands when it comes to NATO and open door, and we've been very clear about that. But we have also been very clear about specific areas, whether it's the placement of offensive missiles, whether it is transparency, whether it is exercises, whether it is broader arms control measures, where if done on a reciprocal basis, there is the potential to enhance collective transatlantic and broader security. Those are areas where we've been very clear that we're willing to engage in dialogue. We have been consistently transparent with all of you, just as we have conveyed this very clearly and consistently.
A Wisconsin appeals court on Monday reinstated absentee ballot drop boxes for the state's February primary after a lower court ruled that the boxes could not be used in the state. A Waukesha County judge on January 13th said that absentee ballots can be returned via mail or in person, but that under state law, drop boxes are not allowed. The state's election commission asked the 4th District Court of Appeals to block the ruling, saying it may cause voter confusion and uncertainty. Opponents of drop boxes claim they are ripe for voter fraud. USA Radio News.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg Lesher called in. He's joining us in the broadcast class today. Greg, I read your book, every single word. Did you get my email about it?
Yes, I did. In fact, I went ahead and I published it, and at least the Kindle version. I'm going to try and, before class Wednesday, I'm going to, Friday, I'm going to try and get a paperback ready to go.
Wow. No grass grows under your feet. Wow.
Oh, absolutely not. We just don't have a lot of time, you know. So I decided I'm going to get this thing out as quickly as possible and do a little I've still got to put together a little description on the back cover, and maybe I can get you to give me a little hand on that, but it'll be done.
Be glad to.
Greg,
I've been working on this book that I've been writing for a long time now. And did you hear any of the contents of the book? Did you hear me read off some of those today?
No. I just got on. I'm going to have to go back in a couple hours and listen to the first hour.
Okay, I was just wondering, because I was just reading some of the categories and the topics that are in it. And, it even talks about designing a shower, for ease of maintenance and the lowest water consumption, because showers, they're a big hot water consumer. And so how do you design that so that it's easy to maintain, doesn't grow mold as quickly? I mean, they're all going to grow mold because they have water's involved. And but what's the easiest way to do it? And what kind of shower head is the best? And so it talks about that. How to repair a leaky toilet.
That's amazing.
So it's a different kind of a preparedness book. It's tips on how to do things better. It is a design tips. It's not just starting fires and, gathering wood. It's more than that. It's, and some of the things that are in it relate to what's in your book. Your book talks about why you moved out of Dodge and got away from people, and the story about what would you really do if a baby were dropped off on your doorstep with no note, no instructions, no diapers, no food.
Yeah, things that you don't think about. Go ahead.
Well, what I was going to say is the way to deal with that is not have to deal with that. Position where no one's going to say, "Oh, well, let's go to Greg's house." And you know what? Listen, Greg is kind of he's a really resourceful guy. He knows how to do a lot of stuff. We haven't prepared, so we'll just go. Let's go to Greg's house. So, bring the whole family and we'll just show up. And the way to prevent that is to make sure that Greg's house or Vinny's house is not on the regular path that most people go, that most people travel. Just get off that path. Stay away from that. Get away from people. And frankly, the more people I meet, the more I love my dogs.
I probably wouldn't have mentioned that in my book if I.
Did we lose you, Greg? He just chopped off for a second. You still there? I think we lost Greg. Greg, so if you're still here, just chime in, and I'm just going to continue with some of the items to consider. And these are discussed in the book. So we talked about designing your shower for ease of maintenance, frankly, it's a 5 foot long shower basin. Okay, and then you can use different kinds of siding. We used 4-inch ceramic or porcelain tiles, and a high efficiency shower head. So it's a very low. It's like a pressure washer. And it's really great. I love it. Not everybody likes those. I do. And of course, we talk about repairing your leaky toilet and what parts to have on hand. And Greg, are you back? No, we lost Greg. And then what about your kitchen faucet? You go to the big box websites and, like Home Depot or Lowe's, and you can look at all kinds of faucets and Menards. And what is really the best way to go? And what about if you buy a faucet and you spend, $200 on one, and are you thinking about, what about when this thing starts leaking? Are you going to be able to get parts for it? Is it a lifetime guarantee? Is it actually a company that's going to be around, 5 years from now, maybe? Should you get the replacement parts now? Because, frankly, a kitchen faucet typically starts leaking after 10 years. So if you have a kitchen faucet and you spend $200 for it, and you could get a replacement cartridge for $15 and have it on hand, so when that thing starts leaking, all you do is, you know, unscrew it. You don't have to disassemble the shower. You don't have to disassemble either the shower control or the kitchen faucet or the bathroom faucet or whatever faucet. You can just partially disassemble it and still have it connected. You don't have to do a plumbing change. It's not a major overhaul. And if you have the replacement cartridge, you can just pop that in. You know, within 15 minutes, you're back in business. But what if you don't have that part? What if the company goes out of business? Should you have gotten that replacement valve previously and had it on hand to protect that? We'll call it an investment. But really, it's to prevent you from having to change the whole darn fixture. And then, what to consider when you have your tires balanced? Questions to ask. Say, you know, is this a dynamic balance? Is this a static balance? Is this, are you gonna put the weights on the inside and the outside of the wheels? And we discussed that. What about pots and pans? Is there one brand, make, model of pots and pans that are the best overall? The answer is yes. There absolutely is. And people know about it and what to look for. I mean, look at the edges, the rolled edges versus the unrolled edges, copper versus copper bottom versus not copper bottom, when they were made, where they were made, the use of the materials that, you know, has declined in content over years and years. And so the same make and model of a pan, for example, a saucepan, if you weigh it, over time, they got lighter and lighter and lighter to the point where some of them, you put the pan empty on the stove and it falls over all by itself. I'm not kidding. So there are a lot of design considerations. The handles of the pots and pans, should you put them in the dishwasher? A lot of this is in the book. How to change your oil. You know, we've gone over that many, many times, how to change your engine oil. And should you consider using diesel engine oil in a gasoline engine, and when? And should you consider using diesel engine oil in an air-cooled lawnmower, for example, or an air-cooled pressure washer, or an air-cooled rototiller? Should you? Are there any concerns about doing it? What are the advantages of using diesel engine oil, and what do you look for when you go to buy it? Are all diesel engine oil types the same, or are there different viscosities? How to wash your dishes efficiently. It's in the book. And buying oil filters. Does it make sense to buy just one? What if you bought a contractor's pack, the equivalent of, you know, like 12? Well, it looks like we lost Greg again. He was there and I saw him on the call screen. I was just going to put him on and he's gone. You can use your home heating and air conditioning filters over and over and over again. Let me see if I can just, okay. Call came in. Hey, you're on with USA Prepares. I'm Vin Finelli.
This is Greg again. I'm sorry about that.
Well, you know, I took a chance, Greg. Typically what happens is I see on the call screen there are multiple lines in front of me and it says, answer, hold, air, drop. And it lights up with a yellow when the phone is ringing. And I can see from Missouri that it's ringing in Minnesota at GCN. And I saw that. Then what happens is Jason answers it, and it turns green. And while he's talking to you, it's green, and that lets me know he's answering it. And then it goes back to yellow, and you're on hold. And then I can click the air button and put you on the air. And I think that Jason was tied up. So what I did was I thought it was you. I just took a chance. Normally, I don't do that. You know, it could be somebody calling the wrong number and complaining about, you know, the lousy customer service they got, you know, on their on that lawn chair that they bought. It's like it could be custom inspired. So normally I don't take calls without, you know, Jason making sure that's really for us. But I did this time because I thought it was you. So that's why I answered the way I did. So back to you, Greg.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment before we, we're talking about the light bulbs. Don't ever throw away the old incandescent light bulbs, because someday they might be, you may find a use for them. They may be pretty valuable. But I know EMP, for whatever reason.
I'm trying to think of a reason that doesn't go bang. Is there one?
I'll tell you, go ahead, real
quickly, you know, in the early days with Ricky Rocket, you know, we were talking about light bulbs. He goes, oh yeah, the coolest thing what you do is you take one of those incandescent light bulbs, you drill a little hole in the top, you know, in the glass, and you fill it with gasoline. I said, stop. He was thinking it was one of the greatest things to liven up a party. You know, somebody turns on the light switch. No, oh, don't do that, class.
And
we're still in the air. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Okay. So it's crazy. But I suppose there are some uses for light bulbs. Maybe. But I'm trying to think of something that doesn't go bang, like, you know, I guess maybe. But do you have some uses for them that we can talk about on the radio?
Well, I just wanted to make a point about that. My book that I am putting out, my water technologies in there for those of you that have been listening and following that, on the scalable solar still. The very basic information is in there so that you can put one together and recycle all of your water.
Well, here's the point. So Gwyneth, when she was connected with us today, she mentioned, collecting.
Say again?
Gwyneth mentioned that, you know, she wanted that in the book.
Oh, okay.
And I happen to reference that you have the answer in your book. So if it's okay with you, I'd like to point from, you know, some of the things that we talked about on air with your advanced design, which is very simple.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Craig Lesher's with us, and he's going to be with us again on Friday, hour number one. And we're talking about his book. So, Greg, is it okay with you if I discuss some of the topics in your book, add that to the book that Gwyneth and I are, certainly give you the credit for it. It's a really great design because Gwyneth mentioned, you know, she wanted to add to the book information about what if you don't have the ability to have a well. Let's say there's so much rock, you just, it's not practical to drill a well. So you've got a, you know, a roof catchment system or a pond or a stream or something like that. And you know, how do you purify that water? And your book addresses that. Your book has an absolutely brilliant solution. And it can be done. It absolutely can be done. And it's kind of a permanent, almost permanent. There's some maintenance that you have to do to it. But it's a long-term solution to a long-term problem. Wouldn't you agree?
I agree. And that's what my book is concentrating on, the four most vulnerable areas that we face: food, air, water, shelter. And water is definitely one of the biggest, right up there on top. Yeah, feel free, Vincent. And we'll talk about more of this on Friday. In fact, we can make that kind of the subject on the book that I put out.
Okay, that sounds great. And, you know, is there anything else that you wanted to discuss?
No, and I am open. I mean, if we get a caller with questions, and I'd love to address them.
Well, we don't. It's just you and me right now. And one of the things that I'll just continue going through some of the items in the book, and you can comment if you'd like. Changing your engine oil, how to do it, why you should change your engine oil when it's hot, how to pre-fill your engine oil filter, why you should consider buying oil filters in bulk once you find the right filter for your purposes. You can save probably more than 50% if you buy more than one oil filter in a bulk pack. You know, garages, gas stations typically will buy 12 filters for less than $30, literally, more like $25. So roughly $2 a piece. Can you typically go to the auto parts store and buy your oil filter for $2? Hardly.
Oh, absolutely.
So you can. And they're made by, you know, the big companies like Champion. Champion is a oil filter company, or Champ, and Purolator, they make them as well. You can reuse your home heating system and air conditioning filter, heating system and cooling system. You can reuse those filters, and you can just clean them, blow them out with compressed air, spray them with N-dust, which is causes an electrostatic action, and makes the dust that tries to flow through the filter get stuck on the filter, and it really, really improves the filter efficiency if you do it that way. Just spray them lightly with N-dust. Talks about heating system types and advantages. For example, forced hot air versus baseboard versus electrical resistive heating versus radiant floor heating, and heat pumps versus oil burners versus natural gas and propane and heating systems and wood. And the best types of flashlights and what to consider when you buy a flashlight. Should it be rechargeable batteries, and what size? And can you get extra batteries for your rechargeable flashlight? Putting a freezer and a refrigerator in the kitchen. Now, if you look at most home building plans, or if you look at most existing homes, you will not find a freezer in the kitchen. Why? I don't know. It makes no sense to me to put your freezer in the garage or the basement and put your refrigerator in the kitchen. That makes no sense to me. So if you're building a house from scratch, why not put the freezer? What was that?
You're in an area like I am that we experience very, very chilly temperatures in the wintertime, and you want to turn your freezer off because there's no need to run it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have it in the shade somewhere,
mm-hmm.
I've got a friend who's living next door to me in my guest home, and they're doing just that. They've got a whole freezer full of meat, and they have not had to turn the freezer on. That would be the only reason I can see.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it makes no sense if you're going to have a freezer to have the freezer in the garage if you're going to run it, you know, all year long, or in the basement.
Well, of course
down
not.
The basement.
If you're cooling your house and in the hot summertime, it's going to work overtime. So unless you're willing to move it, you're right.
Yeah. Then what is the best? Well, how to design a kitchen? You know, what should the considerations be if you're going to build a house? How would you set up the kitchen? And I've looked at all kinds of kitchen plans, and frankly, not one of them is ideal in my world. There's things wrong with every single one. So you need to do it yourself and figure out how you would like your kitchen. What about the best design for a clothes washing machine? There really is one best design. And it's the tried and true one. It's the Whirlpool model with the agitator. That's really the best one. It's the least maintenance. It costs the least. And they work. And so the new ones that have the electronic controls don't work anywhere nearly as well or as long as the old ones. And it's all in the book. Greg, any quick comments?
I'm going to have to get a copy of this book.
Well, you'll get one. That's for sure. Hey, Greg, thank you for calling in. I'll see you on Friday, hour number one. Class?
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.